The hasty evacuations in the Pahoa area have left animals at risk. Most companion animals have been rescued, but as Waimea veterinarian and county councilman Tim Richard told us on Friday, the challenge has been with thousands of livestock who have to be taken out of the area by truck.
How this all evolved, and as you can imagine, this started very, very quickly with the volcano opening up the fissures. People had to leave right away, and it is more complicated than what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's not just people abandon animals. The small animal side, cats are outside, so some of those weren't readily available to find.
Sure.
A lot of people did take their animals with them, but as has been in the past, the concept was, okay, we have to evacuate, but we'll be back, or they had to evacuate right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not planning to evacuate, trying to take an animal with you is not as easy as it can be. One of the big problems we saw is the livestock side, because that you don't put those in the back of your car.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's where we ran into some of our issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, though, that going forward, nothing's smooth, but I think things are being dealt with pretty reasonably.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been involved in the livestock side. The county has stepped in and working with the Red Cross has taken over the shelter, the human side shelter. And one of the concerns that came up with the people are coming their pets. And so I was asked if I could facilitate getting a veterinarian in just to make sure we don't have any issues with the animals within the shelter.
Sure.
And so I said, you know, I've got to come down and look at the livestock side as well because I'm a small animal and large animal veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, why don't I just come because that way I can put my eyes on the animals and see. Basically what we're doing is we're triaging and seeing if there's any pressing issues at this moment.
When you isolate out the most pressing issues, what are they?
Well, right now the concern is, general speaking, we're talking about population medicine within the evacuation shelters and population medicine specifically to the small animals. If we are dealing with any one of the animals has an illness that could be communicable to the other animals. So I was walking through looking for anything that may have a concern,
mm-hmm.
and to date I haven't seen anything, so that's the good news. We have the MD side taking care of the humans, though, again, you know, you're treating a family, so if the people are upset, the animals are upset, so a lot of it is talking to people and just kind of an overview, making sure things are working reasonably well.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there are stutter steps. I'm not going to say there's not, but I got to hand it to you. There's a lot of different people coming forward offering assistance. And right now, things are working reasonably well. We've had offers from many different agencies, realistically across the nation. I've been quite impressed. Our Humane Society is heading up evacuation of some of the small animals that were left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Our Hawaii Cattlemen's Council, in association with the Hawaii Farmers and Ranchers United, are coordinating the livestock movements to get animals out in a concerted but planned effort, because again, if you're moving a lot of animals, it doesn't happen quickly. And we're talking, I've had estimates of upward of several thousand cattle in the area. And
really?
My knowledge is they've moved well over 1,000, if not upwards of 1,300 or 1,400 at this point. So this takes effort.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of support. The small animal side, I'm not seeing anything that I'm concerned of. Large animal side, to date, the cattle I have seen, I've not seen any pressing health issues. But as far away as Texas A&M, they have a veterinary emergency program that they can send in vets for a large animal if we run into a situation. They're on standby right now, which, again, really, really appreciate the support.
A situation being, I think you used the term earlier, population medicine. I'm going to guess that means keeping down the risk of contagion in a group. Is that right?
That's correct.
So that's the challenge both with the household pets and with the large animals. But thousands of large animals, how do you go about moving them?
Trucks and a lot of cooperation. The coordination between the Hawaii Cattlemen's Council, the executive director there, Dale Sandlin, he's been heading up and working with Lori Farrell of the Hawaii Farmers and Ranchers United. They have been conversing and coordinating in conjunction with the county side, Pam Mizuno, and the Parks and Recreation deputy director, a guy, Mo Messina, everybody is in constant contact as we are going through this, because yes, we have the human side, but we also have the animal side, mm-hmm. and you can bet that the human side, people are worried about their animals. And so trying to be concerted, trying to be calm as we move through all this and making the correct decisions and moving those animals. Again, shout out to the neighbor ranchers. A lot of ranchers have stepped up to the plate to say, hey, you can move cattle here. Shipman agricultural side, they've taken a bunch of cattle. Parker Ranch has offered to take cattle if need be. So the community has really stepped up to the plate to take these. It's one thing taking dogs and cats. It's another thing taking hundreds of livestock. And so I commend the community. They've really stepped up to the plate.
Well, actually, the numbers that you allude to are really massive. This is a massive movement of large animals, as you said. The issue of people and their pets, is there a mechanism to, you know, as you said, a lot of people had to leave in haste. Is there a mechanism through the Humane Society to reunite them?
Yeah, right now, my understanding on that side is that the Humane Society is going in and trying to locate pets to reunite them with their owners. And that is coming forth. The ASPCA, American Society of Prevention Cruelty to Animals, has also volunteered to bring people out if need be, but there's not that demand at this point. Mm-hmm. That's not to say that something could change very quickly, and having these resources available to us is very, very helpful. You know, even as far as Matson Shipping, they've already stepped up to the plate. They're shipping in feed. We talk about these large numbers of animals. 100 cows will eat about a ton of feed a day. So if we have to end up confining these animals in an area while we're staging, we can run out of feed very, very quickly. Again, Matson stepped up to the plate, and there's, my understanding, a container on the water as we speak getting the feed here. We're okay for feed right now. But if we get stuck, we could be in really, really a tight fix. And so people are stepping up. I put in a request out to our senators to see if we get stuck, could they help with some maybe some military flights to bring in some feed for the livestock if we need it. So there's a lot of requests out, and everything's been very, very favorable.
In the, you know, in the tech context of the reporting, mostly about the human side of this story, that that movement of the, as you say, could be thousands of cattle has been sort of buried, but that's a huge huge effort that you describe. Sounds as if it takes a lot of community participation is also what you're saying, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, the truckers, Big Island, we have a lot of livestock here, and a lot of, essentially all the ranchers know pretty much everybody else. We all use the same truckers because they're the livestock movers. And when this started to happen, we had to start to move cattle very, very quickly. Again, kudos to all these truck drivers that stepped up to the plate and started moving trucks quickly. And any one truckload will take, maybe 40 full-size cows, maybe 100, 400 or 500-pound animals. So when we're talking moving thousands, you can do the math as far as the number of cattle trucks that have to move. But it was a true community effort, and people just started banding together.
Dr. Tim Richards is a District 9 council member and a working veterinarian. He serves as chairman of the Committee on Agriculture, Water, and Energy Sustainability and vice chair of the Committee on Environmental Management.